Today we're going to be talking about the article titled Overcoming a Lack Mentality. And Kathy's here to help me. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
So let's begin. Nearly everyone experiences unnecessary lack somewhere in their life all the time, because if you're growing, the old is not fitting anymore. It may be lack of money, lack of confidence, lack of friends, or lack of fulfillment. But a lack mentality doesn't have to be a permanent thing. It is simply programming that presents an outward picture of what you inwardly believe. When I married, I took with me the same money mentality held by my folks, which was middle class. My husband brought his family's money perception, which was dirt poor. So our standard of living was somewhere in between what we each knew growing up. I became very proud of how well I could manage with a little money. Then one day, while meditating, I was clearly told that as long as I had pride in managing little, I would always create lack. It was clear to me that pride was my downfall. So I continued being frugal, but from the energy of stewardship rather than my pride. Giving up the pride in my programming to love equality from my real self gave me the boost I needed to see and give up my lack mentality around money. I started loving abundance with every cent I spent and with everything I received. This didn't create us becoming rich, but things came to us just as we needed them. That opened my eyes to other areas where a lack mentality reigned within my programming. For instance, I had never felt pretty. Oh, I had passable looks because I could dress up well and makeup was magic for me. But I didn't love the energy of beauty that was real within me. So I built on my stewardship abundance lesson and switched from just trying to look good to loving the energy of beauty when I washed my face, when I dressed, and when I combed my hair. I found that loving what my heart had to offer was so much more fulfilling than loving what I had been programmed to believe about myself and about me and my life. I discovered that being proud of one's programming will always create a lack mentality. Loving the qualities that are present in your heart, waiting to be acknowledged, not only erases that lack, but creates the abundance of that energy. If you try this love erasing lack thing, be certain you are reaching for the qualities of your heart to love rather than just trying to change your situation. Love has healing power and changes people from the inside out. Did that bring up anything for you, Kathy?
Oh my, Jackie, yes. I would have to say that it did. I was really impacted about your sharing around feeling so proud that you could manage the money. Because I have a lot of programming, being proud that I can handle situations. Mm-hmm. You know, that I can organize them, I can solve problems, I can make things come out right at work. And I have been living like that my entire life. Mm-hmm. And it really becomes a seesaw between doing that and wanting the outcome, and doing that and wanting the outcome. Like you said, you never got rich, but you created all of that abundance and magnetized everything that you needed to you. So I feel it really shone a light on how I've just been going back and forth in the duality of fixing, because because I'm in lack. I want my job to come out okay. I want my salary to come out okay. I want my life to come out okay. I want people to be proud of me. And it just brought up the entire mass
of pride
and lack. And so I realized I'm not expressing, I mean, I am in some places, but in that situation, I'm not expressing the gifts. Mm-hmm. And like you said in your article, you could bring the same gifts. Mm-hmm. Right? It's not like I have to say my gifts don't matter, right? It's just how I'm...
You fill them with
energy
from your heart rather than from your pride, which is your ego.
Right.
Yeah.
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 That's so powerful.
Good. Thank you for that. That's a great example. Thank you. Did it bring up any questions?
It was more like, wow, does this really work? You know, it's that, the what you called it, the love erasing lack mentality. And I've seen you do it, my, you know, as long as I've known you. And I've made choices not to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. So kind of the only question was, does this really work? But I know that it does, because mm-hmm. I've seen it. And mm-hmm. it has worked in my life also. Mm-hmm. You know, I went from, you know, I arrange a boutique, and I get to express beauty there. I'm not trying to fix things, uh-huh. right? I'm really expressing. And everything I need comes, and we just keep getting donations, so.
And yes, and it's beautiful. But then when you get into an emotional space, what tends to happen is we collect clutter. When we have emotional clutter, we do physical clutter. And I can walk into a person's room who has great beauty, but when I walk in there and I see clutter, I know they're not loving their beauty. They've let something else interfere with it.
That is a great indicator, because I overlooked that when my space got messy, because I was in my, you know, worrisome emotions and trying to live from lack mm-hmm. rather than mm-hmm. expressing the gifts that I have
and living from abundance. Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much, Kathy.